playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Jolene Binda, geriatric program coordinator of the Wawa Family Health Team, and also Chris Rask, first link coordinator with the Alzheimer's Society. We want to talk about the Seniors Expo. I know it's still a little bit away, but it's the final Thursday of the month. We thought we'd return to the tradition of covering some seniors issues for the final Thursday of the month, and one of those is the upcoming Seniors Expo on the 14th.
That's correct. The expo is scheduled for the 14th at Mishapakot Memorial Community Center. It will run from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. It will include an expo with over 40 exhibitors with booths. That'll be different program providers, service providers, businesses, all showcasing their products and services.
Let's remind people, just what's the general purpose of this event?
We're pretty excited. This will be the first time since COVID that we've been able to let the community know who's doing what job and where. So if there's services you're looking for in town or groups to join, this is the place to come out and learn all about that. We're classifying seniors as anyone who's over 55. So we're looking at your active lifestyle, trying to get you out and enjoying your golden years, as they call them. Just trying to let you know what services are available in our little bustling town.
And as you mentioned, there's the exhibition, but I know there are a number of other things happening. I believe there are a couple seminars or lectures or just presentations happening.
Yeah, we're going to have two presentations, one before lunch by Crime Stoppers out of the Sioux, and then we will have lunch and our one after. We're going to have someone from the Ministry of Transportation give us a talk about seniors and driving and all the things you need to know.
Some helpful information there and some helpful information from those exhibitors as well. Are there any particular exhibitors you wanted to highlight?
We're super excited to have everyone come because there will be something for everyone. In addition to our presentations, we're going to have some active living demonstrations.
So the active living demonstrations will be a chance for folks to have a look at the type of group fitness classes they could join in town, things like functional fitness and urban pooling. Also, we will be having some health screenings going on during the fair, so you can do a drop-in to get your COVID vaccine. You can have the Wawa Family Health Team check your blood pressure, or you can have the North Algoma Diabetes Education Group check your blood sugars.
So those are helpful things as well. And I know another big selling point is you've got some food.
Absolutely. That's our exciting stuff. Lunch will be soup and sandwiches catered by the talented Judy Page.
Lunch will be at 12 o'clock. And we also have some door prizes that we'll be giving away too, featuring some great local businesses and products.
This event obviously has some things that are on a particular timeline. You've got the lunch at noon, the presentations, but the rest of the event, is it something that people should be showing up for at the start and staying for a few hours, or how does it work?
We're going to have opening ceremonies at 10, if people would like to show up then. If you want to just come see the booths, it's a drop-in. You can come whenever you want. Presentations will be one at 11 and one again just after lunch at 1.
And there's no cost to this.
Absolutely correct. As well, you can get free transportation from Hawk Junction. The bus will leave Hawk Junction at 9:30, returning to Hawk Junction at 1 o'clock, or at any time during the day for Mishapakot and First Nation, as well as any addresses in Wawa.
If you do need some transportation or assistance with it, if you call me, Jolene, at the Wawa Family Health Team, you can call 705-856-2335. Extension 4443, and I can get you set up with that.
And obviously, this event does require some support in order to happen. Anything that you want to highlight?
Yeah, so the Seniors Active Living Fair is being hosted by the Wawa Goose Senior Center and the Wawa Seniors at Risk Committee in partnership with the Older Adult Centers Association of Ontario, with funding provided by the Government of Ontario.
That's the North Algoma Seniors Expo and Active Living Fair coming up September 14th. Once again, that is Chris Rask, First Link Coordinator with the Alzheimer's Society, and Jolene Binda, Geriatric Program Coordinator with the Wawa Family Health Team, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.